staat in deze spiegeltent? Steve Rawlings.
Ja, dat is gigantisch gaaf.
Dat is een megaheld. Hij heeft zelfs opgetreden voor Her Majesty the Queen. Hi Steve. I'm glad you're here. This is your tent going on from 8:15. Yes. It's sold out vanavond. Misschien dat er vanmorgen aan de kaart zijn. Take a seat. The best thing of the aperitif is when people want to show something out there. Show that Kid Koala could impossibly do something because all his stuff is in this big Romeo tent. Uh-huh. But this is your tent. This is your stuff. So in a minute, you're going to show something.
Yes.
I hope. You are going to do that. You played for the Queen?
Yes.
Is this... Explain. How
there's a big show in England called the Royal Variety Show. Yeah. And you get an invite to come and do it, and then you go do it. And hopefully the Queen's awake and watching. And
did she laugh?
She kind of has to go there.
Did she laugh?
I've no idea.
No?
Glasses, I can't see nothing.
Okay. Oh, you didn't see her? You could not see her reaction?
No, you kind of know she's there, and you go, the Queen, and...
And the
Queen, not me. She was. Yeah.
But the screening before you were even allowed to be in it.
Yeah, you're specially invited to come and be in it, and you get a special little invite, and it's all very nice.
When was it?
Oh, long time ago now. 88.
88.
Yes.
Oh, wow. You want to play for our king?
88. That's when it was.
Was it a
drummer? I was a drummer. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what she's doing?
Yes, I do.
You understand.
Excuse me. If I'm not being very funny, can you make your own jokes and just pretend that I said them? It's very tempting to do rude ones and just see how she acts them out, actually.
Go out. It's all yours. Take it away.
No, I think I'll be nice.
What is your background? Because what you're doing, I've seen your rehearsal this afternoon.
Yep.
It's juggling, and well, we've seen thousands of people juggling, mm-hmm. but you give this special touch that we are going to see in a minute. But what is your background?
Background is comedy clubs and street performing. That's where I started.
Comedy clubs as a stand-up comedian?
No, as I guess comedy juggler.
Always juggling.
Yeah, actually, I had a job on in a holiday camp as a lifeguard.
As a lifeguard?
Yeah, I was much bigger and wider and at least 3 foot taller, and I could save people. And they made me help out in a kids' theatre. And I was maybe 20 years old, and I got on the stage and went, like this. Stage is nice. Stage is fun. And when I got back to London, all I could find was a juggling workshop. Everything was either too expensive or full, so juggling it was.
You're the second one in this show that by accident
came
into theatre.
Yeah, yeah.
The first one went into a theatre because it was thunder.
Yeah.
It was raining and there was and the first place that he entered was a theatre. He thought, this is nice, I'm going to stay here now.
See how helpful it is.
It is.
To have theatres around.
And bad weather.
Yes.
And you.
Yes.
Go on stage and
you
show
need
us
my
a
mic.
Little something.
You need my mic.
Oh, yeah. You want to use his...